This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. So today we're going to talk about standing firmly for justice. And the verse that we've chosen for today's short reminder, inshallah ta'ala, is found in Surah An-Nisa, and it's verse number 135. So Surah An-Nisa, which is the fourth chapter of the Quran, verse 135. So here's the thing about this beautiful surah. This surah is all about justice. And the entire Quran has themes and different subjects, or excuse me, different terms that are used to describe justice. But we're going to see one of them today, inshallah, in this particular verse, which is the most common word that is used in the Quran to describe justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, verse 135, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Now here's the first lesson. Notice how this conversation begins when we're going to talk about justice. And this is, you know, happening at the perfect time. I mean, it's very timely in considering what's happening in the United States and all that's taken place with the murder of or the killing of George Floyd and the protest and everybody. What are we doing at the end of the day? We're seeking justice for this man who was wrongfully killed. And so from an Islamic perspective, I hope that we can at least appreciate how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes and even starts this conversation. He begins with, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of Iman. You notice it's not Ya ayyuhal nas, because here's the first ingredient. If you ever want to be considered and counted as somebody who is just and fair, is again, it's always about Iman. Remember in yesterday's video, we said that Iman is the thing that keeps you under control. Faith is the thing that keeps you focused. It keeps you doing the right thing. Whether there are laws in place or not, whether there are laws in place but people are not taking it seriously, your iman makes you take it seriously. Whether there is leadership, whether there is no leadership, whether leadership is corrupt, all of these factors, at the end of the day, iman gives you just a leadership. So, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين أو أقربين. Allah Azza wa Jal says, be just. كونوا قوامين. قوام is different from قائم. When you say قوام, Allah is saying, be firm, be strong, be determined. So again, this conversation is happening at just, you know, in a very timely way, considering what's happening in the States and across the world on this entire subject of George Floyd. Subhanallah, it's just amazing that I had these verses all laid out. You know, I have a ton of them. And it just so happened that this particular verse was next on the list. And here we are in the midst of everybody, especially in the United States, seeking justice in so many different ways. It's not just about George Floyd. It's about all of the other things, all of the other laws, all of the biases. And we're going to talk a little bit about that shortly. So everybody, at the end of the day, it is our goal. It is our purpose. It's the thing that we seek constantly each and every day of our lives, is to be treated justly and fairly, and to also treat others the same way. So Allah says, كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ, that make sure that you stand firm and you're determined when it comes to standing up for what is right and justice for all people, not just for you. And we're going to see that shortly in the ayah. كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَى. Now here's the thing. You're doing this at the end of the day, not only because it's the right thing to do, not only because people are being treated unfairly, but ultimately we strive to be just, to be fair witnesses in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we're doing this for the sake of Allah. That's pretty much what it is. At the end of the day, regardless what somebody might think or feel, we want to remain just because we are people of Iman and we are representatives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message. So Allah Azza wa Jal reminds us of that. كُنُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَى. Now here's the thing, وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, even if you have to stand up for justice against your own self, like you become vulnerable, you have to take a hit, you gotta stand in front of the judge, you gotta testify even against your own mistakes, Allah is saying that is the right thing to do. So Allah says, بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ or against your parent, أو الوالدين أو أقربين. So it could be that you're standing against yourself, you're standing against your own parents, or even your relatives. Look, the three most important people, you, your parents, and everybody around them. So subhanAllah, Allah is saying, when it comes to justice, those relationships don't even matter. It's about doing what is right, subhanAllah. إِن يَكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرٌ فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. You know, previous to this ayah, Allah reminded us that He is self-sufficient, that He's in no need of any of us, that He could replace all of us, not just as a nation and as a people, but all of mankind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's His way of saying that, look, I could replace the population of this entire earth and give and put a new generation, a new set of people to reside. Why? Because I'm in no need of you just as much as the next. So it exercises and it shows and it illustrates the ability and authority that Allah has over His creation. So Allah now says, إِن يَكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. This is where Allah is going to now tell us what He's rich in. What is it that makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustain Himself in the sense that He is not dependent on anything. Allah says, إِن يَكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا. If you're rich or you're poor, it doesn't matter. فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. Allah is above and beyond both categories. So we're talking about justice, right? Imagine if you're standing in front of a judge. And in some countries, I mean, they still do this till the day. You know, you bribe the judge, you talk to them, you know a friend of that person. So you say, hey, listen, can you just let him know this is the situation? I didn't mean to. Can he let me off the hook? So you try to find different ways to get out of the justice reform. And so this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, again, فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. It's about remaining focused and firm on what is right, subhanAllah, on so many levels. So many examples from a community level, even in your home, in your private life, social level, communities in terms of our masajid, and even at a global scale. Justice can be one of two things. It could either be the biases that you know, when you exercise justice, it's because you're committed or you're biased towards that individual. So you like that person and you want to please that person. So whether it means to be unjust towards somebody or to be just to them because, hey, we've been friends for so long, we've grown up together, I'm not going to let you down. I'm not going to put you on the spot. So that's one form of justice. But then there's the opposite of that. So this ayah is talking about biases towards each other. And in Surah Al-Ma'idah, there is a very similar verse to this that is the complete opposite, when we're biased against one another. So you're being just, you're being unjust because you dislike somebody. So you know the right thing to do, but you choose not to do it because I hate him, I want to destroy his life, I want to bury him to the ground, I want to take away everything. That's all unjust at the end of it, especially when they've not done anything to deserve that. So this ayah is about when you're biased towards somebody. So you remain just because you like that person, even though it's the wrong thing you're saying, it's the wrong thing you're doing, but you're doing it in the name of justice because, you know, your father is a big person in the community, they're friends with the judge, they're friends with the leader, all of these things. You know, this subject is one of the most ignored topics in Islam. You know, when people think about justice, they think about Sharia law. And when you think about Sharia law, what's the first thing that pops into your head? Punishment, punishment, punishment. You know, it's even like, subhanAllah, just because that there are laws in place does not mean that those laws are going to be exercised in a just way. You can have fair laws, but you can still implement those laws unjustly and unfairly. And we're seeing a perfect example of that in the US with this whole George Floyd issue, right? And all of the previous similar issues that came before that. And of course, so many different examples of that. So just because you have laws doesn't mean that those laws are going to be exercised and implemented fairly and justly. But we do this, we try to remain on a just course for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Azza wa Jal continues and He tells us, فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الْهَوَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُوا. Don't you dare follow your own desires when you're trying to be just. وَإِن تَلْوُوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا. Allah says that if you decide that, you know what, I'm not going to speak, or you decide that you're going to speak, so you could be either or. So you're standing in front of a judge and you make a decision, you know what, I'm not going to testify anymore because I know this family, because of whatever preconceived ideas or notions or feelings that you have, you decide you're not going to say anything. You know, this happens a lot. This happens a lot where if you're a witness to a crime, if you're a witness to something that was unjust, but you decide, as somebody approaches you, you'll be like, did you hear about this? Did anybody talk to you about it? Did you see anything? And you're like, you know that what you've seen, you know that if you do say something, it could change the course of how the outcome of that situation will be, but you make the choice, no, I'm not going to say anything. Or you make the choice to testify. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to. وَإِن تَلُوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. It ended the way it started. Allah says, then indeed Allah is fully well aware of everything that you say, everything that you do. In other words, you might be able to get away or swerve around doing the right thing now, but Allah is monitoring, and you will be accountable for those moments in front of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually, we will have to stand in front of the real judge, and we will have to present our case in front of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ayah is a warning, and this is how firm Allah is on the subject. Every time you read about justice in the Quran, this is the way that it's presented. It's very direct, it's very firm, and it's all about doing the right thing at the end of the day, not for one another. That's part of the picture. Not because you belong to a particular group, tribe, place, background, system, country, society. No. At the end of the day, لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاء, so that you become witnesses in the sight of Allah جَلَّ وَعَلَى. That's the thing that motivates you and drives you to do what is right. And so, at the end of the day, again, this is a short message to everybody who's involved in campaigning, whether you're protesting, whether you're bringing awareness, you're writing about this, you're posting about it, you're doing whatever it is that you can to get justice for people like George Floyd. Keep in mind that the thing that, especially at least from a religious perspective, from an Islamic perspective, the thing that should encourage you to do that is that you're doing it for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do, and what's beautiful about that is that when you motivate yourself this way, that you're doing it for Allah, all of the barriers and the obstacles and the hardships that come in front of you will not deter you to your struggle and your journey towards justice and what is right. It will just probably feed your hunger even further. It'll motivate you even more. It'll push you even more. And before you know it, subhanAllah, this particular verse gives us hope that when somebody strives to do what is right, Allah will give them the ability, as long as they do it with consciousness, with taqwa, as long as they do it without any biases, then inshallah ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal will lead you to what is right, to what is just, and what is fair. I've experienced and seen this in my own life in so many different ways. Thousands and thousands of people experience this all the time. I'm sure many of you listening to this, you also have your stories of, you know, moments where you felt discouraged, where you felt that the right outcome was not going to be there. But you kept your focus, you kept standing up, voicing your opinion, even if it was against yourself. Even if you were going to put yourself into trouble. You know, the story that comes into mind was the legacy of Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, rahimahullah. You know, this man, I mean, his boxing is one of the most famous, if not the famous, recognizable athlete on the planet. And at the same time, you know, during a period of his professional career, he stood up for certain things that he believed in. He stood up for certain campaigns, for certain efforts in terms of bringing awareness to issues and subjects that he was passionate about. And, you know, he risked losing his championship title, which actually he did at one point. He risked losing his entire career. He risked losing his salary. Like, he did so much, but it was for all what he felt was right. And he did this for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result, Allah preserved his memory and his legacy even after his passing. We're still talking about this. We're still referring to those moments. We're still talking about and thinking, man, you had to be really strong. But he stood up for what he believed in. And that's what this verse is all about. And so I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to stand firm and just in all circumstances, whether that be in marriage, with family, in life, in community, at all levels. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the strength to do that. This is one of the most important verses on the subject of the entire Quran. You can never ever discuss justice without coming to this verse, as well as the verse that is similar to it in Surah Al-Ma'idah. One day, inshallah, when we get to that particular verse, we'll do a comparison. So I'll come back to this and we'll compare the two together and look and see how they complete each other's conversation. So this particular verse is going to address the biases that somebody has for an individual. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, the biases against an individual. So those at least will give you an appreciation of the contrast between these two similar verses. With that being said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to give us the strength to stay firm, to stay just, to stay fair, especially and particularly for His pleasure. Allahumma ameen. So jazakumullahu khairan, guys. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you all. Stay strong, stay firm. May Allah keep you healthy and safe. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.